From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Andrew Sims, the CEO of the Raleigh Regional Association of Realtors. Andrew, welcome.
Abby, thanks for having me. Good to be here with you.
You know, despite all the challenges of last year, the residential real estate market is booming. What are some of the biggest changes and transformation you've seen in the local residential real estate market over the past year?
Well, Abby, it never really slowed down. The biggest thing that was impacting real estate was our dependence on what was going to happen with local and county orders for essential workers. The state of North Carolina did deem real estate as an essential service, but locally there were some constraints put on realtors. Here in Wake County, we did successfully lobby the Wake County commissioners to keep realtors as essential, but in Durham County, it wasn't as lucky. So there were some fluctuations in some of that. But you know, every year, the National Association of Realtors does a report about the economic impact of a closed home. And a closed home in North Carolina generates about $75,000 worth of investment back into the economy. So when you take the number of closed listings that we had in April of 2020, when the world was on fire, right, that accounted for more than $106 million back into the economy. So I think I can dare say with confidence that realtors are essential to both the community and the economy that they work in. We've enjoyed a pretty steady price increase on properties here in the Triangle, even before the pandemic. And that's continued throughout last year, but it's just inventory, right? And so you have inventory struggles that are now combining with demand struggles. We have so much demand here in the Triangle just because of the influx of people. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting first quarter here in 2021. But even though it's slow, it's not only here in Raleigh, right? This is a phenomenon that's happening across the country. So we're all kind of sitting around wondering how we can start helping generate some of this inventory, but it'll come back. You know, people will begin to move as the country begins to move.
And where is the influx of new residents coming from? Are there new areas of interest for the Triangle area?
Well, I think our area has always been, you know, an expanding footprint, right? You know, we have a lot of industry moving in here. The technology space, healthcare space here in the Triangle is one of our biggest movers. And we're going to continue to see those things happening here. It's interesting, you know, when you look at the international footprint to our area, every year we partner with the National Association to do a economic study of real estate here in the Triangle from international buyers. And in 2020, there was $420 million of foreign investment directly here in the Triangle when it came to residential property. Now, a lot of people might think, well, what does that mean? You know, is it investors? Is it commercial? Well, no, this is 60% of these buyers were for primary residence here in the Triangle region, which is phenomenal.
And how does that compare to previous years?
We have been a very strong market for global real estate for a while. I mean, when you have four major universities, when you have healthcare and tech hubs, we have a huge Indian American population right here in the Triangle. In fact, when you, I heard the other day, and we're working on a lot, we're partnered with the National Association of Realtors in India as an association. And we are working on some things behind the scenes. I can't share too much, but we're partnering with our friends in India and the city of Raleigh, as well as North Carolina Economic Development Partnership. And did you know, fun fact, that we have a direct flight from RDU Airport to Paris? Well, the next destination when people arrive in Paris, you might think would be another destination in Europe, but it is actually Bangalore, India.
Interesting.
Very interesting. So a little teaser, perhaps, you know, there's some bigger relationships that can be happening with India. But, you know, I think the biggest thing, Abby, is that when people are looking at where they live and where they work, those two things are not so much hinged on one another anymore. I think a lot of companies, especially in the technology space, have realized that they can have employees work from anywhere and be productive. So again, I think you have a lot of people moving home. You have a lot of people moving back to the triangle who perhaps have been transferred somewhere else with a technology company, who love the quality of life that we have here. But I also think you have people who are choosing this as a destination because frankly, to me, and I'm not biased here, but I think Raleigh and the triangle area is a pioneer space. I think people love what this region is. You've got the beach on one side, mountains on the other, great urban lifestyle here in Raleigh. It's the best of both worlds.
And you just touched upon it, but you know, we've been watching people's shifting preferences as we've now turned a lot of work to work from home, learn from home. How does that reflect in your buyers' needs in Raleigh and the Triangle area? And what does that mean for the future of real estate? What trends do you think are here to stay?
Well, I think that's an excellent question and one that I wish I really had a better answer for. I think we're all kind of looking into the crystal ball to kind of see what's going to happen, especially in the commercial space, right? You know, I have a lot of friends that work in office leasing and work in retail space. And, you know, the big companies will always figure out a way to adjust and pivot, but that's hard for small mom and pop shops, right? And we all know that we can all count the number of small businesses over the last 365 days that have either struggled to the point of needing to close or have just had to close in general. So I think there's a lot that's going to happen as we move into stuff. But I think consumerism is changing in a lot of ways too when it comes to commercial because, you know, for some people, when's the last time you went into a grocery store and got your groceries, right? For some people, they've been going and picking up their groceries for a year now, or some people are going to Target or Walmart, and you're seeing all these companies investing in that experience. And, you know, obviously, Amazon has grown and grown and grown exponentially during these times. But I think you're going to see a leveling out. But I think we have now officially become the delivery economy. I think people now expect the ability, even here at the association with our store now, we have drive-up service to come get things at our realtor supply store, which we've never done before, right? So as that relates to kind of real estate, I think there's going to be a lot of things that are going to happen in the commercial space that people will adjust to and things will change. But, you know, we talked about it before. And if you look at how Facebook and Google have said, hey, don't come back to work. You're fine. Wherever you are, you're fine. I think you're going to continue to see that. I have friends who worked in Chicago and DC and New York who have since over the last year moved back home. You know, they're living in Alabama. You know, they're living where they can buy a 4-bedroom, 3-bath home for $300,000 instead of renting a 1-1 for $3,000 a month, right? And if their employers are cool with it, you know, I tell all my CEO friends that my staff has been great. We have 30 plus here at the association. And they've been excellent remotely. And some folks are like, well, I just don't trust, you know, I don't know if I trust everybody. I'm like, well, that's more of a reflection on you as a CEO and your team than it is on the remote hybrid environment. So I think a lot of things are here to stay. I think it's going to take a lot of people making a lot of decisions, though, about how they manage staff remotely.
And with all these shifting trends and transformations that we've watched, how have you personally transformed this past year?
Well, it's a great question, and we don't have time for all the answer, right? But, you know, I personally have taken a lot of time to grow my professional development pipeline. I think, you know, there's so many ways to enjoy webinars now and speakers that are offering people for free or at a low cost over the last year. I mean, I've been able to attend more conferences in 2020 than I ever thought I would, but it's been great, right? And you know, we have certainly shifted ourselves here at the association to really dive in 100% to an online learning platform and have launched a very nice learning management system here for our 10,000 members. So that's been great. But I think I've also had to change how I interact with my staff outside of the office, you know, changing how I check in when we're all meeting to talk about projects. And we use Trello as a project management software. So we're pretty well engaged with one another throughout the day. But it's just really made made me shift in how I process and respond and how I communicate with people, which it's kind of been empowering in a way, because, you know, sometimes when you're virtual, you can kind of be a little tougher on things, let's say, than if you're having to sit right in front of somebody and have that kind of give and take to the conversation. But I really love this hybrid work environment. So I hope a lot of this is here to stay. I became a dad at the end of 2019. So yes, thank you. So 2020 was amazing to spend all that time with my son and see first steps and first falls. But that has been a blessing to me. I've been able to enjoy a lot of life that I would not have been able to if I was traveling all the time.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Maloney. Thank you for tuning in.